And in international news, police fire shots in air to disperse angry crowds at DR Congo Ebola Treatment Center.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. Tonse Pamodzi Alliance presidential candidate Brian Amondovile was today denied access to former Patriotic Front Secretary General Raphael Makachinda and others at the Saka Central Correctional Facility. Mr. Amondovile, who was accompanied by his running mate, Makedi Zulu, and other Alliance members, said they were also denied access to former Foreign Affairs Minister Joseph Malanji. Speaking to the media, Mr. Amondovile said prison authorities turned them away despite their request to meet the detained officials. He said it was surprising that on a day when Africa was commemorating Africa Freedom Day, Mr. Nakachinda and Mr. Malanji were allegedly not granted access to their lawyers.
It's very, very sad indeed. The treatment from the officers is really sad. We've been unable to see Honorable Nakachinda. We've been here for the past hour and a half, and they've been giving one extra to the other. We wonder where they are getting these rules that we need to call a permanent secretary somewhere before he can see our plan. He has to have access to his lawyer. That is his right. Honorable Nakachinda's right to look for a presentation is his right. Unfortunately, our colleagues in government today, President Hakainde Hichilema, with his officers, have decided to take away such rights from colleagues that are in prison. It is very unfortunate.
And civil rights activist Bredna Changala has described the incident as lawlessness, adding that Mr. Nakachinda and Mr. Malanji are prisoners of conscience.
Our colleagues, who remain human, are here to reform. If anything, they are supposed to be supported by families, colleagues, friends outside. To be treated in the manner that we have been treated is abuse of power. And this must be said straight in the face of Mr. Hakainde Hichilema. You never won power elected to come and abuse your fellow citizens. You are citizen number one. You must agree that we are all equal. You are just the first among equals. The damage you are doing to this country is unfortunate, but must be corrected.
Trade expert Linda Kavuka says that many African countries continue to struggle to address their own challenges because their education systems remain largely theoretical rather than practical. In an interview, Ms. Kavuka has emphasized the need for African countries to focus on equipping young people with practical skills and innovative problem-solving abilities instead of concentrating solely on theoretical learning. She said there is an urgent need for education systems across the continent to promote creativity, entrepreneurship, and practical solutions capable of addressing challenges affecting local communities. Ms. Kavuka has noted that empowering young people with hands-on skills and knowledge would enable African countries to become more self-reliant and reduce dependence on foreign aid.
African education systems are very theoretical and they're not practical. And we feel that our people usually struggle to come up with solutions. Everyone turns to the government. Whenever there's a problem, we point to hands of the government to bring the solution. And probably you can say, maybe it's a simple thing. It's a setup, as you said, in our education system. But we start introducing this topic that make people ask these questions to think.
People's Pact has signed a working partnership with New Focus Party President Rachel Siamnene ahead of the August 13 general elections. Speaking at the signing ceremony, Dr. Siamnene said there is need for a government of national unity if Zambia is to develop. He said he had decided to join hands with the People's Pact because of leaders he believes doing well for the country.
This time around, you put into government the correct team that will rebalance the Zambian people. They are suffering. There is massive suffering. Yeah. But when they get into government, everything is okay. This is what we are saying here. When we were in government, some of the ministers are saying everything is all right. Yeah. Everything, they compare everything. And it's the same thing that this one in government. They are saying the same thing. And everything is okay. When things are not right, I think we need to do something. We need to insert mindset change. When something is wrong, even when it's your first step, we should say, way Zambia can be better country.
Meanwhile, People Facts presidential candidate Fred Mwembe has urged Zambians to critically analyze all presidential candidates ahead of the August 13 polls.
Zambia, teyakushita. No mtungu shiwa chawechi, teyakushita. Kwa mwatampo kula shito mtungu shi, mwatampo kula shito mtungu shi, shumishila kichao nacho, nacho naika.
I can vouch that I do not know or have never heard of anybody accuse Dr. Siamunenyi of kuiba.
The Lusaka Regional Immigration Office on May 23, 2026 apprehended 25 undocumented Ethiopian nationals aged between 12 and 50 years, along with two Zambian nationals, during an operation conducted at Given Guest House in Makero. Immigration Department Chief Public Relations Officer Namatin Shinka said the two Zambian suspects, identified as Floyd Chiluba Molenga, aged 27, and King Lingwabo, aged 35, were intercepted by immigration officers as they attempted to leave the guest house in a white Toyota Velfire with 17 Ethiopian nationals on board. Mr. Shinka said preliminary interrogations led officers to a room within the same guest house where the remaining 8 Ethiopian nationals were found, bringing the total number apprehended to 25. He has added that the Ethiopian nationals and the two Zambian suspects remain in custody pending further investigations.
The two Zambian suspects, identified as Floyd Chuleba Mulenga, age 27, and King Lingwabo, age 35, were intercepted by immigration officers as they attempted to leave the guest house in a white Toyota Belfire bus bearing registration number ADE5266 with 17 Ethiopian nationals on board. Following preliminary interrogations, the suspects led officers to a room within the same guest house where the remaining 8 Ethiopian nationals were discovered, bringing the total number apprehended to 25. The Ethiopian nationals and the Zambian suspects are detained pending further investigations.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The Global Entrepreneurship Network Zambia has emphasized the need for increased infrastructure development for entrepreneurs in all provinces to promote entrepreneurship across the country. In an interview, Gen Zambia President Edwin Zulu said there is a need to establish entrepreneurial support structures in every province. Mr. Zulu has noted that most entrepreneurship-related activities and support systems are currently concentrated in Lusaka, leaving many entrepreneurs in other provinces with limited access to opportunities and resources. He said decentralizing entrepreneurship infrastructure and support programs would help create equal opportunities for young innovators and business owners across the country.
The ministry needs to be supported in terms of the infrastructure at provincial and district level. As you are aware that the ministry currently only have district and provincial cooperatives and enterprise promotion officers. And these officers at times they don't have all the needed infrastructure to drive that. So as much as from Lusaka, a lot of work is being done in that space. So it's very important that government going forward should put enough resources but also create the infrastructure that helps officers.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy untapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Police in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo fired shots in the air after angry crowds attempted to reclaim the bodies of loved ones who had died at an Ebola treatment center in Mongwalu, two local journalists told the BBC. The reporter said Sunday's unrest continued throughout the day. The treatment center in a hospital compound was the same place that was targeted overnight on Friday into Saturday when an isolation tent was set ablaze. The BBC has more.
Uganda has confirmed two new cases of Ebola, bringing to seven the total since the virus was discovered there 10 days ago.